Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships,
and so much more.
Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
We're back, and we were just talking about that John Jones Daniel Cormier fight, and was John Jones wins back his light heavyweight title, making him arguably the greatest light heavyweight champion of all time, possibly the greatest fighter in mixed martial arts history. Now, from this Cormier-Jones fight, you had a situation, you had a much praised fight that everyone loved and everyone talked about. This next fight, which was the co-main event, was Damian Maia versus the champ, Tyron Woodley. And Woodley wins a unanimous decision. But the big story behind that is a lot of people were very upset with this fight. And you had people booing. You had an interesting situation in the arena where people had their cell phones out with the lights on and they were waving. There was literally thousands of phones waving back and forth. They were chanting boring. And then afterwards you had Dana White, who kind of threw Tyron Woodley under the bus and said it was a horrible fight. It was boring. And pretty much the champ, who had just went against maybe the most dangerous Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter, in the UFC, was pretty much punished. By Dana, by saying, you know what, this fight was so boring, and for that Michael Bisping is getting GSP, Tyron Woodley is not. And before this, it was just set in stone. The winner of this fight was going to get GSP, and because Dana was not happy with the way things went, he took the GSP fight from the champ, Tyron Woodley. I think this was absolutely wrong. Also, when you take into account that Damian Maia had taken out Carlos Condit, he had taken out, it was seven fights in a row. No one had an answer to Damian Maia's Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I call him the human backpack. And Tyron Woodley came in with a tactical game plan. A lot of fans might not have liked this fight because it's not blood and guts. I looked at this fight and I loved this fight. And it wasn't boring to me at all. I thought it was a chess match. It wasn't I'm going to give you my best shot and you're going to give me your best shot. It was Damian Maia's game plan versus Tyron Woodley's game plan. And it was a lot of fun watching Tyron really work on his game plan and work it to perfection, actually. I was a little surprised that they attacked him after this fight. I mean, that he got such backlash from this fight. and they talked about how he's a boring fighter. Anyone who has watched Tyron Woodley fight and say he's a boring fighter is absolutely crazy. Was this fight the most action-packed? No. Was the last fight before that against Wonderboy Thompson, was that action-packed? No, but there was a huge knockdown. But you look at the fight of the night three fights ago, the first fight between Tyron Woodley and Wonderboy, that was considered a fight of the night, an action-packed fight. You look at the fight against Robbie Lawler. That was an action-packed fight. So I don't understand why anyone would call him a boring fighter. He's a smart fighter. That's what I'll tell you. He went against the best karate guy in the UFC with Wonderboy, and he negated his karate style. Then he followed that up with wrestling arguably the best Brazilian jiu-jitsu specialist in the UFC, and he managed to stop 21 takedowns and completely negate the guy who was considered, you know, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu specialist. And everyone was getting on him, and I say this. If he fights this fight differently, he may not walk out of there as champ. If he approaches this fight the way Carlos Condit went against Damian Maia, that was a bad decision on his part. Carlos Condit came out. He tried to, you know, put his will onto Damian Maia. All Damian Maia needs is to be able to grab you, take you down. He will submit you, just like he did Carlos Condit. Tyron Woodley knew that. He had a calculated game plan, and he won. As far as anyone talking about how he didn't put the gas on, in the first round, yes, he dropped Maia. But one of the things that people don't realize, and he made the announcement today, in the very first round, early in the fight, he tore his labrum, which is like just pretty much saying he's tore his shoulder. So he tore his shoulder, which allowed it to dislocate. And according to Tyron, it dislocated during the fight 3 to 4 different times. So he really, you know, what I'd like to see any fighter try to, if you have your power hand, let's just say you have a torn labrum that every time you throw an overhand right, it pops out of the joint. Let's see you try to knock somebody out and put a lot of pressure on someone. I was impressed that he kept quiet. He stayed focused. He stopped throwing big power shots. He started throwing more straight shots. He played a very calculating game. I thought he fought a perfect fight for his opponent. When they talk about, you know, that it was kind of a boring fight, Tyron still threw 153 significant strikes. He landed 37%. He landed 37%, which was a total of 57 significant strikes. And I know they were saying that it was a welterweight title record for the least amount of strikes landed in a fight or thrown in a fight. But I didn't have a problem with that. I'm a big MMA fan. I was totally, you know, into this fight. But let's just say that most of the people, let's say they hated this fight. This card, I still didn't give anyone the right to boo, because this card was stacked with nothing but top flight fights. You had the blood and guts fights where you had two guys with Lawler and Cerrone. They kind of went at it. You had the huge knockout with Volkan Ozdemir. You had the tactical fight with Cormier and Jones. With a lot of action and a spectacular knockout. You had everything in this card, you know. So, and then you also, you had the chess match, which was Maia and Woodley. I thought this card delivered exactly what you wanted. If you wanted, you wanted to see two great fighters, women, you wanted to see, you know, top notch female MMA, women's MMA. You had Cyborg Evinger. You had this card covered everything. So I don't understand why everyone was so down on this fight. Also, the champ won, but he got all the criticism. I don't understand that. The champ, you know, the job of the champ is to defend the title, which he did. He's taken on number one contender after number one contender. I can understand if someone went to Damian Maia and said, listen, the fight was boring. Because it was boring, you didn't press enough to win the fight, and that's why you lost. I can understand if someone was saying, like, Maia could have done more. Woodley won every single round. So how, you know, he pitched a shutout. So why is he the bad guy in this one? And one of the things I'll say by talking about this is I personally think Tyron is not maybe one of the more popular UFC champions, although he tries very hard to say the right things. He's tried to toe the company line. If I was going to give Tyron some advice, I would tell you, and a lot of people will not agree with this, but it reminds me of Floyd Mayweather in his early years. You know, Floyd would try to be the company guy, the guy that try to say the right things like that, but he just wasn't getting the popularity. And then he switched to the persona of Money Mayweather. I personally think Tyron should just say, the hell with the fans, embrace being a bad guy. You know exactly who you are. Embrace it. And just, you know, by embracing it, I think you would improve your draw as far as how people perceive you. You'll get a lot more people coming out to see you lose than to see you compete right now. And that's one of the things that Tyron wants. He wants big money fights. Well, if you can't win the crowd over, make the crowd hate you. That's what Floyd learned. Floyd learned that, you know what, I'm never going to be Oscar De La Hoya. The people aren't going to love me like Oscar De La Hoya, but they will tune in to see me get shut up. And, you know, I think Tyron should take that same approach, because he's not getting the respect he deserves. Look at Daniel Cormier. Cormier has been nothing but a classy champion. But he never was loved. You know, even in this loss, you know, he was just not a love fighter. I don't know why, but just, you know, being, you know, sometimes people don't like certain fighters for whatever reason that is. I have my opinions, but I'm going to keep that one to myself. But I think no matter what Tyron Woodley does, he's never going to be a like champion. So make people tune in to see you lose. That's just my take on Tyron Woodley. I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but if you look at Floyd's pay-per-view numbers went through the roof once he embraced being the villain. You know, there has to be the hero. Someone has to be a villain. And I, you know, as much as I hate to say it, I think Tyron needs to embrace that in order for him to get the fights and the respect that he deserves. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few more fights.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gmmpodcast.com. GSMCpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.